9/11, reminiscent of that other time when stuff happened. 11th of September, 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UnNews. New York, New York. On the 5th anniversary of the tragic destruction of the World Trade Center, we are reminded by countless media sources that this was just like that other thing. Exactly which other thing is the subject of much debate, with some sources citing Pearl Harbor, and others reminding us of the terrible attacks of the terrorist organization Vesuvius, unleashed upon Pompeii. A History Channel representative supports his own interpretation. Quote, "It is clear that the events of Pompeii nearly 2,000 years ago directly parallel our own 9/11, despite having nothing in common whatsoever. Because although cultures may vary across time, we are all people, and the indomitability of the human spirit shall never go unresolved, heretofore to be forever remembered in this memorial heroism, which we see evidence of in the hearts and minds of those who today, who after today rather, shall stand as icons of bravery, both in Pompeii and in New York, while we, as rememberers meantime, will remember them in the continuation of ..." He continued for another 40 minutes, closing with, quote, "At least we didn't turn it into a World War II documentary like we've done with everything else for the past 61 years, unquote. Viewers were impressed. Fortunately, UnNews can settle the debate once and for all. The historical event that 9/11 is most like, and indeed the only one that has not been used in the last time, is the time last Thursday when the senior writer dropped his sandwich. An eyewitness comments, quote, "It was truly unbelievable. As I watched the steak sub's slow fall to the floor, tumbling end over end, I recognized with a growing expression of shock and disbelief on all my co-workers' faces. The sandwich crumbled and scattered across the floor, leaving us with an unshakable feeling of despair, but then Daniel started to pick it up. He put the sandwich back together, picked it up, and took a big bite. His refusal to be crushed in the face of certain defeat was an inspiration to us all. He gave us hope, and he made us proud to work for UnNews. Daniel is truly our breakroom hero, and his sandwich shall not be forgotten." Unquote. It was really stupid, I'm sorry. UnNews had previously considered comparing 9/11 to the Irish potato famine, or maybe the Cuban Revolution, but decided this had almost certainly been done already, and acknowledges that commemorating a steak sub, delicious as it may be, is a paltry last resort. Sources in the mainstream media, however, call the sandwich story uplifting and a ray of hope in troubled times, and have already begun comparing it to other historical disasters. Recognizing the lack of an official holiday to commemorate 9/11, members of Congress have begun consideration of a bill to change the observance date of Bring a Terrorist to Work Day. The initial approval committee approved resoundingly, and a final vote is expected to take place next week. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.